Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
We want to go to the Word of the Lord this morning, but before that, I have some few announcements to make. Amen. Our first announcement is to remind us that we are coming back to our normal fasting time and prayer. Hallelujah. Now we've started this past Friday, our normal time of fasting. We fast from 6 a.m. on Friday until the next morning on Saturday, 6 a.m. Hallelujah. But this coming Friday is going to be a little bit different because of we're going to be having our all-night prayer. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So, but the all-night prayer does not disturb our fasting. Yes. It's just that this is how it's going to go. We're going to fast that same Friday until 6 p.m. And we're going to be coming here to meet. I believe this is going to happen in all the branches. But as for us, as First Love Cathedral, we need to be here from 10. But if you can come earlier, it will be better than coming at 10. But we're going to start, basically, we are starting at 10. Hallelujah. So please don't miss it out. Come, let's come and pray. Everything by prayer, nothing without prayer. So if you fast and you didn't pray, it's anger strike. Do you understand? Yeah, it's anger strike. You have waste, number one, you have waste your energy by fasting. Because if I can be honest with you, God, I've not read in the Bible where God says that he answers fasting. Listen carefully. He only coupled it together to say, this kind cannot go out without fasting. And if the prayer is not there, the fasting cannot help you. So don't just fast without praying. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage us to say, please do fast and let's come here at 10 and come and pray. Prayer is the key. If Jesus himself can start his ministry with prayer, and at the cross, when he was about to finish, he also prayed. It's a sign that prayer is the foundation and prayer is the roof. Hallelujah. So please do join us for prayer. And I believe your life and your destiny will never remain the same. Hallelujah. Oh, you can do better. You can do better. Thank you. We are going deeper and we are doing more this year. By the grace of God, this coming Sunday, which is going to be on the 21st of September 2025, ABC Letter Billy will be relaunching the church. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. People of God, the vision that the Lord have given my leader is a blessed vision. Indeed, we're going to go deeper and do more. So I want to encourage the letter billies to prepare your heart for this opening. Because we're going to have a mega church that side. So, I am excited in my spirit for what the Lord is doing through our reverend. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate Jesus one more time. Thank you very much. You may be seated. I think the last announcement that I have here, very important, is Alive membership registration. Amen. If you believe that you are part of us, it would be a better thing to register yourself as part of this house. Amen. And one of the purpose of we asking you to register yourself so that we will know that you are part of us, one of the purpose is to serve you well. Amen. If you go to either hospital or clinic, they get your details. Why do they need your details? So that they can serve you better. And when it comes to the house of God, it's the same thing. Amen. So it will be a blessing for you and I to register ourselves as part of this church. Amen. And also another important thing about you being a membership of Alive Bible Church, I'm going to show you in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13, verse 17. The Bible says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watching over your soul as those who will give account. Did you hear that now? Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watching over your soul as those who give account. And an account. You see, let me tell you something. If you don't cooperate with the Father that the Lord has given us, when the judgment time comes, He will not be able to stand and speak on your behalf. They are watching over your soul. In fact, I'm even going further. Let me bring it home. For instance, our pastor do pray for us. Once you are not cooperating, when he is praying, he will not be able to pray for you. Amen. So your cooperation allows him to pray for you. And if I can be honest, there are times in our life we will not be able to pray for ourselves. So when that time comes, that you could not be able to pray for yourself, and there's nobody standing on your behalf to pray for you, What is it going to happen to you? So that's the reason why, people of God, please let's understand that you registering yourself as a member of Alive Bible Church is a very important thing. It's a very, very important thing. At Google It2 last week, Sunday, we decided to say immediately after the church, we keep the people. He said, no, you are not going anywhere. We're going to register you. Hallelujah. Because I think sometimes also, if we don't push like that, yeah, your phlegmatic will not help us. How many of you know the temperament called phlegmatic? Yes, your phlegmatism might not help us. So we quickly want to use the choleric to assist you in your phlegmatic. Hallelujah. So I think we should do the same thing today also, to make sure that after the church, we use the choleric on you to say, no, ma, please put down your name in the book of life so that we can also help you at our side. Hallelujah. I think that could be good, right? Okay. So please, after the church, make sure that you don't go home without putting down your details in a Live Bible Church record. Hallelujah. Another very important scripture before I go to the word, in the book of John, chapter number 6, verses 37. The Bible says, and this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. This is also one of the reasons why that you and I need to be part of what the Lord is doing in ABC. Hallelujah. So please get ready after the church that your name should be registered. Amen. All right. I want to go straight now to the word of the Lord this morning. Remember, we are still in the month of September. Remember, September. So there's, you see this, you see those bar. Yeah. Amen. And the series for this man is Stepping into Significance. Oh, yes. Amen. You know, this series is actually for me. Yes, it's actually for me. Stepping into Significance. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 30, verses 19. The Bible says, let's pray. King of glory, take over right now. Bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen. From them will come a song of thanksgiving, and the voice of those who celebrate. And I will multiply them. Wow. You shall be multiplied. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I will multiply them and they will not decrease. I will honor them and they will not be insignificant. Wow. Our reverend started this series last week Sunday, and it has been a great blessing so far. And when he started, he let us understand what it means to be significant and insignificant. Do you understand that?
Yes.
It's like sometimes when you want to get something in the right way, first of all, show the opposite of that thing. Then when the real thing comes, you'll be able to know exactly what is happening. Now, if we are talking about significant, I want to show you something, that the side of significant is insignificant, right? Let's check something quickly. To be insignificant is to be small or unimportant, let me put it this way. To be insignificant is to be small and unimportant, that you have no effect. Did you hear that right now? Like, you are too small and you are not important, and at the end of the thing, you cannot affect anything. It's like, for instance, you are cooking and you put a little bit of salt in a pot as this. Do you understand? You are using pot, big pot as this, and the stew is everywhere, like it's full. And when you want to put salt, and you put a little bit of salt in that thing, and you are expecting yourself to say, no, this stew is going to be very nice. That is ineffective. It's very small, insignificant. It's too small that it have no effect. Hallelujah. Are we still together here? I'm trying to show us the opposite of significant, so that when we now come to significant itself, you understand exactly what we are talking about. Are we still together? Okay. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13, the Bible says, you are the salt of the earth. Wow. But if the salt loses its flavor, if the salt loses its flavor, how small it will be seasoned. It is then good for nothing. Hey. Like when we are talking, when it comes to your side, it's like you are good, but for nothing. May that not be your story in the name of Jesus Christ. Like, after everything has been done, that's when they remember you. Hey. We are the salt of the earth. When you are a salt of the earth, it means things are happening at your side. People around you could feel that, no, this person is actually, this is what it is. But when you are now, when you have lost your favor, when you have lost your flavor, it means there's nothing left for you. And the word of God is saying to us this morning, to say that it is then good for nothing. I know you are still a student, but how is that helping you? When the time comes for the lecture at school, you are not there.
Test time come, you are not there. Exam time come, you are not there. But every morning, you are in a school uniform. You are as good as nothing. As a leader, hey, somebody says, Shepherd, don't go there. Hey, who is that? I'll go there. As a leader, you want to tell me that you are so good, but you have nobody that is following you as a leader? When you look back, nobody. When you look to your right, nobody. When you look at your left, nobody. When you even look at the front, nobody. The Bible says, it is then good for nothing. We call yourself as a shepherd. Hey! Me, even in the world, those people that are shepherding the goat and the rat and wherever, and the rat also, they have those things that you can see. Then you, as a shepherd in the house of God, you are shepherding nobody. It as good as nothing. Can I talk to the father in the house also? The father in the house. As the father in the house, you are not doing anything for your family. It's as good as nothing. Can I talk to the mothers? Hey! Somebody has to talk to the mother tomorrow. Okay, then. Okay, tomorrow the mothers must be here. It's fine. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. I would like us to understand that to be significant is not for one person. It's for us all as people. God doesn't want your life to be insignificant. God doesn't want your family to be insignificant. Significant is not just for a few people. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 9, verses 11, the Bible says, I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or battle to the strong. None does food come to the wise, or wealth to be brilliant, or favor to be learned, but time and change happen to them all. Did we hear this right now? Because sometimes when we hear to be significant, we are thinking that no, it's for people that are in power. No. The Bible made it clear, I have seen something else under the sun. To be significant is supposed to be for everybody, not for few people. And what happened that make most of us to be insignificant? It is because we look down on ourselves. And the Bible made it clear, the race is not for the swift. It's not for people that you are thinking the way you are thinking they are. No. No. When you talk about the race, you are thinking, hey, the fast runner is going to be the one to take first. Or the macho ones. It's not for the strong. It's not for the strong. The Bible is making it clear to us that you have seen something else under the sun. I love the word of God. Now, what does it mean to be significant? To be significant is to is to be large or important enough to affect many people. Do we hear that right now? Is to be large or important enough to affect many people.
Hello? Hello? Hello, hello?
Do you know why I'm saying hello? Somebody wants to sleep on me. Hey,
hello? Hello?
Okay. This is not the right time to sleep. Matthew chapter number 5, verses 14 to 15. The Bible says, you are the light of the world. I was telling you right now to be significant. It means your life is affecting a lot of people. Your life is not just about your life. That no, it's just me and myself and I. No. If indeed you are stepping into significant, it means your life must affect a lot of people. And the Bible made it clear, you are the light of the world. Guess what? The light in your room, only light in your room. The light outside your room, only give light to outside your room. The light in your kitchen, only give light to the kitchen. But the light that is in you is to the world. Look at it. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. I know sometimes some of us, we don't believe and we'll go to build it and buy a bigger light. Hey. Or some of us, we say, no, building is too small. Let me go to Buco. Hey! The Bible is making it clear to us, as somebody who wants to be significant, you, the Bible is talking about you. You don't need to get light from anywhere. You are the light. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. And the last time I checked, light is not something that you can hide. The last time I checked, you can't hide it. You can't hide it. And the Bible continues, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. People of God, I would like to submit to us this morning that the plan that God has for us is a wonderful plan. And if you and I can believe it, we will follow him better and we're going to see the plan coming to true or coming to pass. Wonderful plan. Somebody is sitting here and you are saying, no, Shepherd Lawrence, if you know what I've been doing, but it's not working. Yes, it might not be working right now because maybe your belief is too small. Maybe your belief is too small. And I want you to know that I can lie to you, but the word of God can never lie to you. The Bible is not written for pudi. Eh? Yeah. 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 Some people didn't hear my stwana. I'm saying the Bible is not written for pudi. Pudi means goats. It's not written for goats. Yeah. Yes. It's not written for goats. The Bible is written for us. And the word of God is saying to us this morning, you are the light of the world. This thing is very powerful. It didn't even say you are the light of your room. Because some of us, we only want to shine in our room. Hey! Jesus is helping us, right? Mr. Timer, please time me. I don't want to pass my boundary.
Amen. I want us to understand that every significant people in the Bible, they have something in common. Yeah. Amen. And equally, every insignificant people in the Bible, they have something in common. Yeah. And my reverend, let me understand that people that doesn't have or that doesn't like, he let me understand that people that are insignificant, one of the things that they have in common is that they can't hear directly from God. And people that are significant in the Bible, he let me understand that they have one thing in common, they could hear from God. Thou says the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. This morning, let's check the word of God quickly. Today's message. Becoming significant by hearing God's voice. Hallelujah. Becoming significant by hearing God's voice. That is today's message. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 28 verses 1. The word of the Lord says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. This scripture is full of a lot of revelation. But it started with one step. And what is the step? The Bible says, and it shall come to pass if thou. Another word you can use if you don't want to use thou is you. Hallelujah. It's you. If you don't want it, like, it's like, if you shall hearken diligently. Like all your desire is to hear God speaking to you. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of thy Lord, God. Yeah. The difference between man of God is the ability to hear from God. Is the ability to hear from God. Yeah. And it does not only talk about a man of God alone. Even a student. If a student can hear from God, you'll be a different student among the students. Oh yes. If a church member can hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, you will be a different church member. If husband can hearken diligently, you will be a different husband. Father, mother, name it. And by the grace, we're going to take you through people that hear the voice of God and how their life became. Hallelujah. Isaac became significant after he hears God's voice.
Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis chapter number 26 verse 2, the Bible says, the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in this land where I tell you to live. This story of Isaac is something that I've repeated himself again and again. His father, when problem came, he ran to Egypt. And now it has not happened now to the son. And immediately he saw that, hey, there's a problem here. His mind and his action is that he's running to Egypt. And the Lord came to speak to him. Do not go to Egypt. Stay here. The voice of God. The voice of God. Very important. The voice of God. The voice of God. If you can fight to hear the voice of God, your life will be a different life. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue in the book of Genesis, that same Genesis 26 from 12 to 14. I want us to see what happened after this man have heard the voice of God. Now I'm reading. The Bible said, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper. Guess what? In that same land that he wanted to run away, is that same land that all this thing is happening to him? The same land. The same land. In the same land. And in this same land, the same problem is still there. And what has made a difference for this man, he heard the voice of God. He heard the voice of God. And the Bible says that the man began to prosper and continue prospering until he became very prosperous. Wow. 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 There are 3 points here. There are dimension of prosper and there are dimension of prosperity. There are dimension of prosper and continue prospering. That's another dimension. Continue prospering. And now another dimension is that it became very prosperous. Wow. Wow. In the same land. What has caused a man that doesn't even believe that things can work? What has caused him to prosper? To continue prospering and to now enter prosperity. Wow. In fact, if I can be honest with you here, look at the word. I want to bring something out. The man began to prosper. That's a dimension. And continue prospering. That's another dimension. And the Bible says, until he became. Do you know what happened right now? Is that he himself is now the wealth. Like, is like anywhere he appeared, you could see that no, this man is not just an ordinary man. It's like, for instance, sometimes you send your money to do something. When this man learned it, is the money already? Yeah. He has become the money. Oh, look at the word. The Bible said, until it became. It became. It became. Do you know that these days people buy Nike? If I can be honest with you, what is the difference between Nike and normal shoe that you are wearing? It's the name. So basically, you are not buying the shoe, you are buying the name. Yeah. He became himself. He became. And those are the things, when you are wearing like that, you feel there's power. No, you feel that there's power. But me that I'm not wearing no name, I'll be thinking that there's nothing. But it's a mistake. It's the same shoe. Shoes are shoes. But the only difference is that there's somebody who have become prosperous. Who have become prosperous. He became.
Wow. May this be your story in the name of Jesus Christ. That when we look at you, when we look at you, you are the main thing. You are the main thing. You are the main thing. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. I'm almost done. You know, my prayer is that you two become significant in the name of the Lord Jesus. You become one. You become one. In your family, you become one. In the name of Jesus Christ. When you start hearing from God, everything about you change. Yeah. I want to say this. Every child of God can hear God's voice. Every child of God. So far you are a child of God. It's like, for instance, my daughter. I just want to use as an example. Let's say we have 100 father sitting in the same place. And let's say my daughter is at the back there. And they ask us to start talking. One after the other. This man spoke, this man spoke, this man spoke. Do you know that if it is my turn and I speak, she will recognize that that is my father speaking? Are you hearing me right now? She will recognize my voice as the father. You say, that's my father speaking. Exactly. That's how we have to God. We need to be able to hear from God as a child of God. Hearing from God, it shouldn't be only pastors. It shouldn't be only shepherds. That's what I'm saying. Like, if we bring, you guys, you become a father also, or you are still,
Oh, yes.
We are becoming.
And they say to, okay, you speak, and you are speaking. When the time comes for me to speak, my daughter can pick it up and say, that's my father speaking there. Why is it that she can pick it up that's my father speaking? Because she could hear me and she could understand. That is how we're supposed to be to God. We're supposed to hear the voice of God as a children of God. So I want to say to us, if you have not been hearing the voice of God, maybe you are not his child yet.
My God.
Maybe you are not his child yet. Yeah. We need to fight to start hearing the voice of God. John chapter 10 verses 27. My sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Psalm 100 verse 3. Know that the Lord, He is God. He is who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. One thing that I would like us to also understand is that when you start hearing the voice of God, your life will have direction. Because I noticed this, that what can make me to direct my daughter is not by beating her, it's by speaking to her. Oh, yes. Did you hear what I said right now? Yes. When there is no voice that is directing you, you miss your way. You miss your way. So if we can fight as the children of God to start hearing the voice of God, a lot of things will change in our lives. Are we still together, people of God? Now, I want to ask us a question. How does God speak to people? It's a good question. And I think I'll be happy if I can answer the question from you from this side. Do you want that? Or you want to answer your question in your heart? God speaks through various ways. That's one number one thing that I want you to know. God speaks through various ways, which means in a different ways. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1, the Bible says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophet at many times and in various ways. You know, today, we always talk about ancestors. 5 minutes more. Beautiful. We always talk about ancestors. But if the Lord have not spoke to Moses, we couldn't have even understand what is. We couldn't have even understand our ancestors. So God spoke to his servant, and he also make us to know what God has said to him. And that's why today we know a little bit about Adam. We know about this and this and this and this. We know about Genesis, because Moses is the one who wrote the first five books in the Bible. Yeah. And how did he know that? God spoke to him. God spoke to him. I think this should be our desire. Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. And it's amazing that if you have a father and your father is not speaking to you, I think you have missed it. And that's how we are to God. If our father, if you cannot allow God to speak to us, I think we are missing it. Second point, God speaks through his son, which is Jesus. But another way of Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word, which is Jesus. Yeah. So God speaks to us as his people through the Bible. Through the Bible, through the word. Hebrews chapter 1 verses 2. But in this last day, he has spoken to us by his son, whom he appointed heirs of all things, and through whom he made the universe. Do you hear that now? Through the word, God can speak to us. So if you want God to speak to you, you have to be somebody who always eager and have desire for the word of God. For the word of God. Are we still together? Hey, time. God speak through dreams and visions. For some of us, that we always have dreams and visions. But one thing that I'm going to say about that also is, if you are not in the word and you always have dreams, I think the devil is deceiving you. No, you are not listening to me. And I think that's the reason why most of the time when we have dreams, we don't remember it. Yeah? We don't remember our dream most of the time. Because of what? We are not laying the foundation of the dream through the word. Through the word. Let's lay the foundation through the word, and you realize that your dream will be intact. My time is fast spent. Thank you, Jesus. I want to jump a little bit because of the time. This is one of the ways that can make God to speak to you in a perfect way. In a perfect way. The power of retreat. The power of what? Retreat. Somebody said that English is too big. Okay, let me break it a little bit down. The power of withdrawing. Yes. The power of setting yourself apart. Hallelujah. Like you leave your environment, you go somewhere for 3 days. You alone with your God. Are you listening to people of God? You alone with your God. And you are waiting on him. My brother, he will speak to you. My sister, he will speak to you. The power of retreat. And guess what? Some of us that we are sitting here, I think today actually is your first time to hear what is retreat. And if today is your first time, it means you haven't done it before. And for some of us, that also, we've had power, we've had the word retreat, but we haven't done it before. Please give it a try. You're going to start hearing God. You're going to start hearing God. Amen. And if you want to go for a retreat, there are some points that the guideline for maximizing personal retreat. Number one, ensure you inform all necessary parties about your departure and unavailable for the numbers of days you'll be going. This including your pastor, your shepherd, your parent, your child, your disciple, your leader, etc. Like if you want to go for a retreat, don't just pack your things and leave. If you do so, we'll think that you are missing. And by the time you come back, you'll be seeing your poster everywhere. So don't put us in trouble. They say, no, at the Life Bible Church, they say we should go for 3 days. So I'm also packing my things. No, please. No, please. It shouldn't be like that. You have to inform the people that are around you that you want to take this step. Hallelujah. So that your coming back, it will not be a disaster. I think there's no time. Let's rise on our feet. Let's rise on our feet, everybody. All standing. All standing. All standing. Hallelujah. Because there's no time, I want to say to us, it will be a blessing to go on our cast box. My leader have preached everything there. Please, make sure you go on our cast box and you go and listen to this word. Especially from the main shepherd. Whatever that you are seeing me doing right now is just a drop of water in an ocean. The ocean itself is in the cast box. Hallelujah. So if you really want to be blessed in this series, go to our cast box. And for some of you, that may be, you don't have things like that. I have the message on my phone. I can just send it to you by WhatsApp or easily. Like now, after the church, just come. We'll distribute it to you. Hallelujah. So to make it easy, please go and listen to this script. Everything is there. Even what I started now about your retreat and everything, it's full like in a proper way. Hallelujah. I want us to pray. I want you to open your mouth and say to the Lord, make me a significant person. Help me to be large enough that I can affect a lot of people. Help me to come out of myself, I and me. Help me to come out of that and give me grace to be significant that I can affect a lot of people. I would like us to pray that prayer. Church of God, open your mouth right now and begin to pray to the Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, please open your mouth and pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I pray this morning that you help me to become significant, that I'll affect a lot of people that are around me. Help me to become what you've created me to become. Deliver me from myself, I and me. Help me to become a significant person that will affect a lot of people, that will bring them to your presence. In the name of the Lord Jesus, help my life, oh God. And I want to share from you. I want to share from you. I want to share from you. Repeatedly so, I want to share from you. Open my inner ears. Open my inner ears. Open your mouth this morning, Church of God, and ask the Lord to open your inner ears so that when He speaks, you can hear Him. What makes a difference in the life of people is what you can hear from God. Father, open my inner ears this morning in the name of Jesus. Help me to hear you through your word, through your servant, through the people that you put around me. Father, help me to hear your word. Speak to me, oh God. Speak to me, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't want to be a shepherd that cannot hear your voice.
I don't want to be a shepherd that will not have a guardian. Father, speak to me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help me to become significant enough that I will affect the people around me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for your people this morning. Father, speak to your people by your grace. Open their inner ears, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, help us to align ourselves to the frequency of your speaking. Help us to align ourselves through the word of the Lord. Help us to align ourselves through your servant that you put in our life to speak to us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, thank you for your mercy this morning. We give you praise and honor. We thank you because you are good to us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Every eyes closed and every head bowed. You have heard the word. And you are asking yourself, where should I start? What should I do from here? Or how should I do it? I think I would like to help you to understand better. Everything begins with Jesus. Every step you're going to take in this life, it begins with Jesus. As you are asking yourself, what should you do? You just need to give your life to Jesus. That is the beginning of everything. And I want to say to you this morning, the opportunity wants to be given to you to give your life to Him. Don't feel shy. Don't feel intimidated. Don't worry about somebody sitting by your side. Don't worry about the person that even invites you. Just concentrate right now, because Jesus is standing close to your heart right now. And he's actually knocking at the door of your heart. And he's saying to you, my son, open the door of your heart for me. He's speaking to you right now, my daughter, open the door of your heart for me. If you are that person, you are saying to yourself, I want to give Jesus the chance. By the count of three, please, raise up your right hand high. 1, 2, 3, raise it high. May the Lord bless you. 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 Don't feel shy. Many hands are rising. Yes. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you, my dear brother. I see your hand. I see your hand. May the Lord bless you. I see your hand at the back. You can put your hands down. All eyes closed still. All eyes closed still. All eyes closed still. There are many people, they feel shy. Don't feel shy of Jesus. Because Jesus says, when you feel shy of me in the presence of your brethren, when we get to heaven, he also said, I'll feel shy of you in the presence of my Father and the holy angels. Don't feel shy. This is not the time to feel shy. This is between you and the God that creates you. This is the right time to reconnect yourself to him. Because if you die without Jesus, that's a big mistake. So Jesus wants to reach out to you right now. Allow him. Allow him. Allow Jesus to reach out to you. Allow him to touch you. Allow him to make a way for you. He says, in his word, he will go and make a way for us. Allow him to make a way for you. By the count of three, please raise up your right hand high. 1, 2, 3, raise it high. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, yes. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes, I see that ends. Yes. May the Lord bless you. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Oh, hallelujah, church. Oh, hallelujah, church. Oh, hallelujah, church. There's a miracle in this place. There's a miracle in this place. The greatest miracle is when you come to Jesus. Hallelujah. And I can see that many people want to come to Jesus this morning. Please, all of you that raise your hand, and even you that you didn't raise your hand, then you realize that you need Jesus. This is an opportunity. Take a bold step and come. Take a bold step and come. Come to the front. I'm going to pray with you. Take a bold step. Come to Jesus. You are not coming to a man. Come to Jesus. Take a bold step. Come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come, 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 my brother. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Come to Jesus. Come to him right now. Come to him. Oh, my brother, come. Hello. Guys, come. Come this way. Come this way. There are space for you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to him right now. Oh, there is power in the blood of Jesus. I want us to know Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. It begins it. Oh yes. Put your hands together for Mama as you're also coming. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful thing. Oh yes. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that what you are doing right now is a great thing. The best decision ever. I know you've made a decision to wear what you are wearing right now. You have more than two clothes, more than three. But you've made the decision to wear what you are wearing right now. But can I tell you something? The greatest decision you have ever made is for you to be here to give your life to Jesus. Oh, yes. Please, all of you that you are here, please raise your two hands above your head. Above your head. Please raise it high. Raise it high. Oh. Okay, let me show you something. Let me show you something. Please, open your eyes. Look at me. Look at me, all of you. Look at me. Are you looking at me? Let's say, for instance, God forbid, if somebody points the gun on you right now, is it the way you're going to do? Okay, do it exactly as you're going to do if somebody points guns on you. Aha! 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 Hallelujah! What that means is that I surrender all. I have no power on my own. That's what we are doing right now. You are surrendering all to Him. And He will take over. He will take over. He brought you on earth. He will take over of your life. Hallelujah. Please now close your eyes. I want us to pray this prayer together. And I would like you to meet the prayer from the bottom of your heart. Say with me, dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you right now. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe all my sins are forgiven. I am justified by your blood. I am saved. I am restored. I am born again. I am a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me, for restoring me, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.